All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, December 12th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have a two-game NHL slate. We had a three-game COD slate get underway about an hour ago. Good luck to all of you playing that slate. And then we have a six-game NBA main slate tonight as well. So should be a fun day of DFS. Those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show here on Saturdays tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days to get questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up. Did have questions come in prior to the show. Can definitely discuss those and then kind of see where we go from there. So first question of the day. Hey, Andrew, when I'm narrowing down my 5,000 lineups after I run my contest sims, is having 15 lineups good enough, or 250 I'm entering in the 50 cent 150 max and the $1 20 max contest tonight? I want to have enough uniqueness spread out in my lineups so I can get to the top of the leaderboard. I am winning, but I am stuck in 107th place when I use less than 50. Should I go up to 250? And then I think it just ends with thank you here. Okay, so I'm a little confused here, but I'm going to give this one my best shot. So sounds like you're building a full pool of lineups, right? You're building the full 5,000. That part's great, right? That part's awesome. Now, when you enter contests, what should happen, let's say I'm playing the 150 and the 20, right? You enter your contests, you use this upload entries button in the top left to bring in your entry file. And then if I was playing a 150 max and a 20 max, effectively what would happen is I would have one group. Well, it's going to depend on what template you're using, right? So we would recommend going to the templates and selecting one of these. A couple of these are just like test ones that I did for like answering a question on Office Hours. Generally, one group per contest is like totally fine. What would happen if you used one group per contest, you would get one group with 150, and then you would get a second group with 20, right? You would basically want to leave this as is, right? So then you're going to, and we'll just build some lineups. All right, we're just letting these lineups run. And I don't think we need to let this go like all the way. 1,500-ish is like fine. So I would always build the max number of lineups you can that your plan allows. I just cut it off. Say again, so we have our pool, right? It would be 5,000 in your example. And then we have 150, and then we have 20, right? Ideally, these are both portfolio, but I don't really want to have it re-diversify. So it's fine that it is the way it is here. So this is like your base setup, right? I would recommend, especially if you're struggling, I think this is a good thing if you are trying to get on your feet, trying to establish like a winning process and kind of get in the groove of things, is have a unique entry for each lineup. So, or have a unique lineup for each entry. So I have 170 lineups or entries. I need 170 lineups, right? I wouldn't enter less. You know, I wouldn't dupe myself in any contest. I wouldn't enter, 50 lineups, 50 unique lineups into 150 entries or something like that, right? So set it up this way. Leave this avoid duplicates across lineup groups toggle on, And this is basically your like base setup here. So this is where you want to start from. All right. Let me know if there's any follow-up there. Next question. I've cashed my single entry lineups on both DK and FanDuel, including top five finishes. Using SaberSim, I've built my bankroll to enter the 100K spy on DK. I usually do the $3 to $12 single entries on both sites. Since there are high-end players in the 100K spy, are there any special settings I need to input? Has anyone won the spy using SaberSim since most people focus on GPPs? Also, I usually use one lineup for, I think, two single entries. Should I use a different lineup for high stakes according to the Sims? All right, so some single entry questions here. So number one, I think this is a big pitfall that players can fall into that I want to caution you from. If you are winning and you are growing your bankroll to the point where you need to start considering other contests to play, right? When you get to that next step, you should not abandon everything you've been doing to get to that point, right? It is this winning process that it seems you have built that has gotten you to the point where entering the 100K spy makes sense for the amount of bankroll that you want to play on a given slate. I think that, you know, some users will be like, oh, you know, this is a higher stakes contest. I need to do like something completely different than what I've already been doing, right? The answer is actually that you do not need to do that. You need to keep doing what you've been doing to get to that point because it is working, right? What you are doing is working. You do not want to abandon it, right? So I would absolutely not change anything. I would continue to do what you're doing. Now, the second question, should I use a different lineup? If you're playing multiple single entries, right, we would recommend not using one lineup for all of your single entries and instead, kind of similar here, right, is at least starting with one lineup for each contest, right? So if I had two single entries, I would have two groups here. I need to turn this off. I would have two groups with one lineup each, right? And I would just use this. So I wouldn't be putting one single entry lineup into multiple single entries. So stick with the unique lineup per entry advice. And with the other question, has anybody won the spy? That's a good question. We can figure that out or we can look. Best place to look is in our winner's circle. And then we can probably, I would imagine, go down to the 100K plus section. And I don't know, they might say, it depends. So you'd have to look at like the names of the contest. Like this one says Showdown. This is your boy here. Glory Days. Play Action, Showdown. I'm positive someone using SaberSim has won the spy, even if we can't tell right off the bat. We have a lot of winners these days and over the years. And that continues to grow. So hopefully we get you up on the big board soon. But either way, it's kind of cool to look through from time to time, see what everybody's doing. Sometimes you can see the names, right? Like Fadeaway. Sometimes when it's like the full lineup, Wildcat, Fadeaway. Oh, the spy here, Mark G. Rosenberg. I think this is last season. I think it should say, yeah, 2024, 2025. I believe Mark is in the Discord too. So yeah, there's a spy win. There's when I second placed the Millie. Still sad about that. Still very sad about that for sure. But it was a cool hit. It was still an awesome win. Awesome win. All right. So yeah, we confirmed that somebody has won the spy using SaberSim. Go Mark. All right. Keeping it rolling. Hi, Andrew. I do have a question about the different templates on the starter SaberSim. The three templates that are available, all contests in one group per contest, Saber system. Are we able to late swap with all three of these templates? I understand what numbers one and two are, as the tutorial page covers that. However, Saber system is not covered. The tutorial covers direct fill as a template. I've been using one group per contest on my template. What is the Saber system template? That is a good question. And to be honest, I haven't seen it myself. So I'm a little confused. What you're seeing could be new. Could very actually be new. So I need to look into that. And I'm making a note for myself here. Now, one group per contest is definitely a good template to use. So I think it's totally fine to continue to use that. Now, as far as late swap goes, whatever template you initially used, I would continue to use that one in late swap. So if you are building with one group per contest, when you go to late swap, I would also use one group per contest. And the analogy I've given for this, you know, I think that there's a simpler example that I'll use. So let's say you build pre-slate with optimizer mode, right? When you late swap, you should not switch to sim mode. And the reason for that is because a portion of your lineups are, I'm going to use optimize twice. I don't like doing that, but I'm doing it. A portion of your lineups are optimized using optimizer mode. If you now try and switch to sim mode, well, you're getting like half sim mode, half optimizer lineups. And I don't think that's good, right? Because it's not a best of both worlds scenario. You're effectively mixing two things that like aren't meant to be mixed together. You know, instead you should just stay on one track, right? Like if you're on the optimizer path, stay on the optimizer path. If you're on the sim path, stay on the sim path. You want your lineups to be fully constructed for one way or for the other way, not this like hybrid approach. So I think the templates, you should think of them the same, where, hey, if I'm going to use one group per contest, I'm going to use it all the way through. And then similar for direct fill or whatever template you're using. But I will look into the Saber system template. All right. Last evening, Alex Tuch was ruled out. I opened the red quick swap window, but no swaps were offered. Then DK rejected some swap lineups as having duplicate players in them. I rebuilt and everything was fine. Any idea why this may have happened? Thanks. I do know that our sim for the, I think it was Buffalo, Vancouver, ran late. Like the news didn't come in super fast. I think the sim finished at the same time the game started. So there was like no opportunity to fully swap there. But I do know that it sounds like that the out status came in first. I'm not 100% sure what happened. Any type of like troubleshooting kind of, the app is acting weird stuff. It is better to go to the top right corner, use report a problem, and write us a message, just like the same message that you sent here. You know, this will go like straight to our team with a bunch of like technical information that like I don't understand. It's not in my skill set. And our team will be able to kind of figure out, hey, what was happening at that moment in time and why were they seeing what they were seeing. So that's like a much better avenue for like issue resolution. So I would try that out next time it happens. The closer to an event occurring that you can send it, the better, right? Like sending it right now might not be very helpful, but if you saw that and then you sent, and then you got your lineups all situated, and then you sent that like right after the game lock time within a, you know, 5 minutes of that happening, like that's super helpful. So anytime you run into issues like that, please report them. We do want to look into them and resolve them. All right. Last evening, same question. Would you recommend adjusting projections by 1 to 3 points if I've done my own research? Does that negatively affect the simulations for each contest? Thanks. I think that's a great idea. You know, if you're doing your own research outside of SaberSim and you want to account for your research, adjusting the projections by a small amount, you know, 1 to 3 points, I think is a great range, is perfect. You know, the only other thing I would recommend is tracking your changes, right? Like, hey, you know, name maybe baseline projection, your updated projection, and then their actual score, right? Like four columns, like name, Saber projection, your projection, their actual score, right? And then just track yourself and like see like, hey, you know, am I right more than I am wrong? You know, you could easily do like a percentage, like, hey, if you are, you know, 50-50, chances are you might need to rethink your research, or you might need to try and find some other place to add value. If you're right 60, 70% of the time, that adds huge value. You know, when you are being correct in your adjustments, you're never going to be 100% correct. But if you are hitting them more often than you are losing, that is a big edge, and you're effectively handicapping projections at that point. So just having some objectivity in the adjustments that you're making for like long-term tracking purposes and process analysis, I think is good, but I think this is a great idea. And no, it does not negatively affect the Sims. All right. Can you explain the difference in results between the default ROI shown in the lineup pool versus a custom metric for the ROI of a specific contest? Was getting some very different / wonky numbers. Okay. So there's a couple different ways you can like view the ROIs. I'm not sure exactly what these like specific wonky numbers are. That might be like another like report a problem to our team. But what I do know, right, is like, say I come in here, right, and I just enable a sim, right? I turn one on. Or actually, let's turn two on. Two might be better. Okay, so I'm going to turn two sims on. All right, I come in here and I run the sims. I'm pretty sure I have a hunch what's going on here. So if you open up the pool, okay, and then if you went to this ROI column, the ROI value that you would see is an average ROI across all of the contests in your entry file, especially if you're like using, you know, say you're coming in here, right, and you upload your entry file, you select a template. Let's say you have two contests, right? And I'll pull mine up that I ran, because I ran two on purpose to okay, so here, right, I have the ROIs for the monster, and then I have the ROI for the shot. What I would see in this ROI column would be an average of those two. I didn't enter these. I don't have an entry file uploaded, so I don't see that. But that is what you should see, right? This ROI would be an average of the negative 56 and then the 3. So it'd be like negative 26, negative 27, right? And then it would continue to be an average all the way down. My understanding is that is what you should see, is an average across all of your ROIs in your pool, right? In your pool is going to be an average. In your groups where you have one contest assigned, you are going to see only that specific contest's ROI. So then if this were one of them, I would only see the monster, or I would only see the shot in these two groups. So that is what is intended. If you are not seeing that, you're seeing something different, please report a problem and our team can analyze it and get back to you with either an explanation or some other course of action. All right. Ryan said, is contest flashback delayed for Showdown? I'll say it again. It should run the day after a slate ends. We do have some issues processing really big contests. It ends up being a little bit more manual process. So, like, I've seen a lot of times where we don't automatically process the play action, and then we don't automatically process the mini-max. These two contests are over 100,000 entries and tend to be the most likely culprits as far as not finishing on their own. So our team may have to, those results might be delayed and because our team has to manually intervene to fix them. But it looks like they're up as well as all of the other contests as well. So you should be able to review them if you weren't able to earlier in the day. All right. I think we are all caught up here with questions in the YouTube chat and Discord. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be back tomorrow, 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Saturday for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.